This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Talk about Purdy. Do you believe that Purdy's met expectations this season? What were your expectations for Brock Purdy, number one? And number two, has he met expectations? Well, it was the 925 on the Comcast Business text line. He asked, here's a question to ask yourself. The way Brock Purdy is playing this year, do you think he's going to get $60 million a year easy? Depending on that answer is if you think he's having a great year or not. Now, I think the Niners will pay him, and I don't know what they're going to pay him, but he's going to get paid a lot of money.
He's going to be the highest paid player in the NFL, probably.
Has Brock Purdy met expectations, or have you been disappointed? I don't know if he's met the expectations because last year was a dream season, but I also haven't been disappointed with this play. I really haven't. There was one game against Kansas City where Steve Spagnuolo befuddled him, and actually two games. All right, Minnesota.
Yeah.
Brian Flores got the best of him.
What did you say after the game? You said the scheme was crazy.
Crazy, but Brian Flores has done that to a lot of people this year.
Yeah.
He's done that to a lot of teams. A lot of teams. Did it to C.J. Stroud the very next week.
Did it to Trevor Lawrence last week.
Right, so, or Mac Jones.
Mac Jones.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah. But Brock Purdy, to me, he's top five in passing yards. He's top five in yards per attempt or whatnot. I mean, I think he's been solid. So he hasn't disappointed me. Now, has he met the expectations again? Right now, he's number six after last night. He's number six in passing yards, 2,454, but he's right off of Joe Burrow's base. Joe Burrow's at 2,672. Purdy's 200-plus yards behind him. But Purdy's been number two in average yards per attempt, 8.8. Completion percentage is moving up the charts here, 21 right now. Now it's getting better and better. He'll get there. But yards per game, he's number two in the league with 272 passing yards. So, you know what? I have not been disappointed with Brock Purdy. Now, have you been disappointed with Brock Purdy? Spadoni
disappointed is a strong word. I just have not been, I guess, impressed. That's the word I would come. I haven't been impressed with Brock Purdy this year. And again, it goes back to the bar that he's shown since taking over the starting role as a San Francisco 49ers quarterback. He's been unbelievable. So he's set the bar so high that I'm judging him based on what he did last season. And you know what? It was a dream season, and maybe he never replicates that again in his career. Kind of like what we're seeing, and I'm not comparing him to Patrick Mahomes, but Mahomes has obviously won MVPs. He's got skins on the wall where he can say, you know what? I've already achieved that. I'm already at that Tom Brady portion of my career where I could have some down years statistically, but it doesn't matter. To me, it doesn't matter. I've gotten my paycheck. I've gotten my All Pros. I've gotten my Super Bowl MVP. It's all about trophies now for me, the Super Bowl trophy. That's all that matters at my point. For Brock, though, I do think that in a contract year, not that it's going to change the contract at all, but I have been like, you know, intrigued with how he has played at times without his weapons. At times he's played well. At times he hasn't. Like early on last week, that first drive kind of like he was a little, and this has happened a lot throughout the season. Those first couple drives, he's been throwing high.
Yeah.
He's been missing guys. He's been throwing across his body, missing. It hasn't looked like the Brock of last year. And I keep going back to that, and it's a new season. And the 49ers just have not looked like the team of last year. Now, they lost a lot of pieces. There's no more Eric Armstead. Chase Young is gone. Randy Gregory, they have a reshaped defensive line. No Brandon Ayuk. Right. And then they did have Brandon Ayuk, but it wasn't the good Brandon Ayuk because he was holding out. Deebo Samuel's been injured. George Kittle's been amazing. Like that is the one thing I have been impressed with this season is that connection with Kittle has been on point.
No, it has been on point.
That's been...
Because Kittle's been available for the most part. Deebo has missed a couple games. He's been nicked up. Don't forget, Deebo left the Kansas City game early. He left the game early due to an injury. He had the ammonia. Ammonia. He had to spend a night in the hospital. IU got hurt that game. He had Ricky Pearsall in his first game. Jacob Cowling's out there. So I think Purdy, I don't know if he's met the expectations, but I certainly haven't been disappointed because he's on pace to throw for another 4,000 yards, and he's on pace to maybe rush for over 500 yards. Right now, he's a guy at 46 carries to 227. He's scrambling a lot more. He's extending plays like he did last week in Tampa in the fourth quarter, hitting George Kittle in the back of the end zone for a complete dime. So I think we got the guy. I've actually been very impressed with Brock Purdy. I have. I think this has been a solid season for him, and I think it's only going to get better. Let's take some calls here before we get to caller of the week. Nick in Berkeley, what's happening? You're on the roast.
What's up, Nick?
Hey, good morning, y'all. Hey, man, get off of Brock Purdy, all you haters out there, because you know what? Brock is doing it. And y'all just mad because you got a quarterback like Dak. You feel me? Cowboys, Jerry Bones, just stop it, dude. Turn the team over to your sons. You know what I mean? Like, put in straight lines, do what you got to do, because the Niners fans are thrilled. We want to know what Trey is doing. You know what I'm saying? Because we like a good laugh now and then. You know what I'm saying? We're not even tripping off nobody, man. We got to come hype. It's Seahawks week, man. You know what I'm saying? We got to come super hyped. Because we all hate the Seahawks with a special extra passion. You know
Nick,
what I'm saying?
Nick and Berkeley, you still hate the Hawks? Nick and Berkeley, you still hate the Hawks like you did 10 years ago?
The Seahawks? Yeah. Man, I stay hating the Hawks, man. I don't hate it. You know, I never really respected them because they pulled a lot of hijinks up there in the stadium, man. Mm-hmm. And plus when they folded my boy over and tore both of his ACLs, and you know, as he was being carted off, they threw hot dogs and coffee on him and shit. Their fans are chumps, dude. The fans are sorry. The front
one. Nick and Berkeley.
So excited here.
Hey, right. No, I'm not mad at him. I'm not mad at him. Let's go to Will and Marin. Will and Marin, what's happening, buddy? I know he's fired up for this week.
Yeah, I am, man. I just wanted to do a little message about the self-awareness and bullying real quick, about judging a book by its cover. I have one of my best friends in life. I didn't know was going to be my best friend because in the seventh grade, I got teamed up to do a science project. I was into sports, he was into books. We couldn't have been the most opposite. However, had I not opened up, you know, my option to learn from him, I would have never learned the things that I learned, and I would have never met such an awesome person. So I just want to tell people that judge, don't ever judge a book by its cover. You never know who you're going to meet. It doesn't matter the shape, the size, their color, their age, their ethnicity, their gender, whatever. Don't listen to people first. Like, learn who someone is before you judge who they are on the outside, because still to this day, he is still one of my best friends, and I couldn't be any happier. And That's kind of awesome. Segue into that, judging another book by its cover for Brock Purdy. We got to stop judging him. I know that he's not this flashy, you know, player or anything like that, but, I mean, the Niners, you could have Trevor Lawrence. You could be in this limbo where you're going through O'Donnell and you could be going through the quarterback issue with the Raiders. Like, just all those, you could have all these issues. You literally have a guy that has a injured offense and he's getting the job done, mm-hmm. and I'm not going to be surprised if he goes and takes care of Seattle, because one thing that Brock Purdy is he's not afraid to make plays. He's not afraid to extend plays, and if anything, he's much more than a field general. I think Brock Purdy's going to get it done, so shout out to Purdy and the Niners. I think they're going to get it done, and remember, don't judge a book by its cover and allow yourself to learn from others, because you never know the opportunities and the things that you can miss in life. You guys have a great weekend.
You too. Well said, buddy. Well said. Brock Purdy, after 9 games this year, as you mentioned, 12 touchdowns, 7 interceptions. After 9 games in 2023, 15 touchdown passes, 5 interceptions. And remember, they were healthy last year. Very healthy. McCaffrey, healthy. Debo, for the most part, healthy until the 3-game losing streak. George Kittle was healthy. He's always nicked up, but for the most part, he played. 1,000 yards receiving. Brandon Ayuk. Monster season for the 49ers. It's not a big drop-off when you consider what's happened this season. With Juwan Jennings missing a couple games. Ricky Pearsall. That whole situation. Debo's up and down season due to staying on the field and off the field due to injuries. Brandon Ayuk not being in shape in the holdout and training camp. And, of course, Christian McCaffrey making a season debut last week in Tampa. That's not bad. That's not bad at all for Brock Purdy.
No, and again, I'm not saying that he is the worst quarterback or anything like that. No, I'm not saying that at all. I still think he's a top 10 quarterback in the NFL. Mm-hmm. I just think he was playing like a top 5 at most points last season, and I don't know with his level of play currently if that's going to be good enough for where this team wants to go. Now, we got to monitor it. Now, Christian McCaffrey coming back, we're going to see, mm-hmm. right? Because that changes everything. If Mahomes had Christian McCaffrey, if Tom Brady had, like, he is such a dynamic. He was the offensive player of the year last mm-hmm. year. Like, that's going to open up things, not only in the run game, but specifically we saw last week. It wasn't even the running game. It was the passing game. Changed everything. Once you just dump the ball off to him, let him do what he wants to do. And Greg Cosell, our 95.7 The Game NFL insider, breaks down film better than anyone outside Brian Baldinger. I mean, we got the two best in the biz here, 95.7 The Game. Joined Willard and Dibbs, courtesy of the River Islands guest line, and he was saying, yeah, he looked like Christian McCaffrey.
Well, let's hear it.
Yeah.
Let's hear it.
Well, they used him the way they always used him. Nothing was different. He looked good, I thought, despite the yardage totals. I thought that he looked crisp. He moved well. I thought he had some burst. And again, you saw the motions. You saw the shifting. You know, this is what they do with him. And you saw that with he and Samuel, things are different. And, you know, we talked about this, that it expands their shifting and motion offense. It expands their options in the pass game. I mean, you're not going to run the route when McCaffrey caught the 30-yard reception in the fourth quarter, which was an unbelievable play in all respects. But, you know, you're not going to see that with Garendo or Mason. So, you know, right there, you're seeing something that is different because McCaffrey's on the field.
That's Greg Cosell. Look like Christian McCaffrey.
The key is he going to look like Christian McCaffrey next week?
Week in and week out. After,
that's the thing you got to monitor, because we've known about this bilateral Achilles tendonitis that he's dealing with, it could be a ticking time bomb.
It could be. But until that happens,
you just got to keep using him.
Until that happens, you see the impact he's already made on this football team.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.